You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It is the 16th of May. The Bulls are back on Dalal Street. But the question is, will they stay? All that took place on Dalal Street is what I bring to you in this nifty little package we like to call an evening walk down Dalal Street. If in the morning we bring to you a shot of caffeine, this is your evening cup of chai. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, Bulls managed to bounce back today on Thursday after being pulled down by Bears in the previous trading session. This is the second positive close which the index has witnessed in the month of May. Only the second. The final tally on Dalal Street read something like this. The S&P BSE Sensex rallied 278 points to close at 37,393, while the Nifty 50 rallied by 100 points to close at 11,257. So it was a century for the Nifty 50. In terms of sectors, the S&P BSE Oil and Gas Index rose 1.5%, followed by the S&P BSE Realty Index, which gained 1.3%, and the S&P BSE Power Index, which was up 1.3%. Volatility cooled down slightly, but it is still near four-year highs, so that is not good. India VIX fell down by 1.01% at 28.37 levels, but higher VIX suggests that volatile swings could continue in the market ahead of the election and the outcome. Experts feel that the volatility is here to stay, and it might well continue until the 23rd of May, when the results are scheduled to come out. Investors or traders should avoid leverage play, as there could be wild gyrations on either side, according to experts. Jayant Manglik, President Retail Distribution at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "Markets are trading volatile, awaiting the outcome of general elections and tracking mixed global cues. We do not see this changing anytime soon and therefore advise limiting leveraged trades." The Nifty has an immediate hurdle at 11,300 and its breakout would trigger further recovery, else decline may resume. Unquote. In terms of technical, Nifty 50 has formed a bullish candle and closed above 11,250 levels, which is also its 100-day exponential moving average. The index took support at its 100-day moving average, placed at 11,138 for 4 days in a row. Mazhar Mohammed, who is a chief strategist, technical research and trading advisory at ChartViewIndia.in, told Money Control, "For bulls to take completely the charge on Dalal Street, Nifty has to close above 11,300 convincingly. Going forward, a spike can be witnessed in either of the directions with a 200-point target based on the direction of the breakout." In simple words, these are the words of Mazhar Mohammed, a close above 11,300 can propel the index towards 11,500 kinds of targets, whereas a breakdown below 11,100 can drag it down towards 10,900 kinds of target. Unquote. All right, so what were some stocks that made a lot of noise today on Dalal Street? Phoenix Mills rose 5% after the company reported a robust set of numbers for the quarter ended March 2019. Shares of Interglobe Aviation, which is the parent company of Indigo, plummeted nearly 9% after reports of an alleged rift between the promoters of Indigo made the rounds. Tata Chemicals and Tata Global, shares of both of these, that is Tata Chemicals and Tata Global Beverages, surged 8 to 10% after Tata Group announced the merger of the branded food business of Tata Chemicals and Tata Global Beverages. Central Bank of India touched a 52-week low of 25 rupees 35 paise, falling more than 6% after the company's net losses increased in the quarter ended March 2019. And finally, the share price of Bajaj Finance rose nearly 4% after the company reported a 57% jump in its quarter 4 FY19 consolidated net profit at 1,176 crore rupees against 748 crore rupees in a year ago period. So Central Bank of India, Bajaj Finance, Tata Chemicals, Tata Global, Interglobe and Phoenix making some noise today on Dalal Street. As usual, a quick flight across the world at the cheapest prices you've ever seen. European markets are trading lower today, despite a late rally in Wednesday afternoon trade. The pan-European Stocks 600 was down by around 0.2% at the point of my saying this. Asia ended mixed today as the United States takes aim at China's Huawei again, heating up trade tensions even further. Mainland Chinese shares rose on the day, with the Shanghai Composite adding 0.58% to 2,955.71 and the Shenzhen component gaining 0.437% to 1,584.81, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose 0.31%. Japan's Nikkei 225 slipped 0.59%, almost 0.6, to close at 21,062.98, while the broader topics index, also of Japan, declined 0.43% to finish its trading day at 1,537.55. South Korea's Kospi dropped 1.2% to close at 2,067.69. So, it's a bit of a mixed performance as far as Asian markets today were concerned. Well, that in a nutshell is all that transpired on Dalal Street and Dalal Street equivalents in the rest of the world. Hopefully, that answers a lot of your questions. If you haven't followed the day, this is all you need to hear. But there is another podcast which is meant for and custom made for just such purposes, which is, of course, the stories of the day. Everything that transpired in the world, not just in finance and business, but, you know, current affairs, politics, news, entertainment, etc., in that 15 to 20 minute capsule that you should listen to, and you're all caught up. And if you're in a hurry, you can always listen to it in 1.5x speed or 2x speed, and it gets done in half the time. We all know you're busy, and this is our way of helping you assimilate and digest the world in as little time as possible. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.